James Baldwin is a writer who is worth returning to. His collection of essays, Notes of a Native Son, was reissued by Beacon Press to commemorate the 25th anniversary of his death. Described as a leading American thinker on race, Baldwin was an openly gay black man whose second novel, Giovanni's Room, published in 1956, was a love story between two white men. Giovanni's Room placed Baldwin squarely in the center of the LGBT literary canon. I first read Baldwin shortly after I had come out and had mustered up the courage to enter the country's oldest gay and lesbian bookstore, named after Baldwin's groundbreaking novel. I was raised in a primarily white tract house suburban neighborhood, studied journalism in college, and came out in the early 1980s at the age of 23. I was aware of the politics of class and had come out in an unusually racially diverse community, but still there was much I learned about American racism from James Baldwin. That Baldwin wrote primarily from his perspective as a black man is not surprising considering the hostilities of the time in which he lived. In his essay, Notes of a Native Son, Baldwin, who was born and raised in Harlem and who had moved to New Jersey as a young man, wrote, "I learned in New Jersey that to be a Negro meant, precisely, that one was never looked at, but was simply at the mercy of the reflexes the color of one's skin caused in other people. I knew about Jim Crow, but I had never experienced it. I went to the same self-service restaurant 3 times, and stood with all the Princeton boys before the counter, waiting for a hamburger and coffee. It was always an extraordinarily long time before anything was set before me. Negroes were not served there, I was told, and they had been waiting for me to realize that I was always the only Negro present. Once I was told this, I was determined to go there all the time, but now they are ready for me, and though some dreadful scenes were subsequently enacted in that restaurant, I never ate there again." As I read about Baldwin's life, I found myself wondering about what was written between the lines. When he talked about his difficult relationship with his preacher father, I wondered how much more difficult this must have been given Baldwin's sexual orientation. In Notes of a Native Son, Baldwin writes that when he was in high school, he was the editor of the high school magazine and he was a young minister, and had been preaching from the pulpit. He writes that his father knows that he was preaching less often and abruptly said to him, "You'd rather write than preach, wouldn't you?" Baldwin answered yes, and then went on to write, "That was all we had ever said." For Baldwin, this was a tragic memory and a reminder that he was never close to his father, but it was also a life-changing moment, one in which Baldwin's father just may have prompted his son into making the realization that he was going to be a writer. A great one. Another one of Baldwin's life-changing moments came when he had finished his second novel, Giovanni's Room, and, as he writes, "Publishers Row, that hotbed of perception, looked on the book with horror and loathing, refused to touch it, saying that I was a young Negro writer, who, if he published this book, would alienate his audience and ruin his career. They would not, in short, publish it as a favor to me. I conveyed my gratitude, perhaps a shade too sharply, borrowed money from a friend, and myself and my lover took the boat to France." Baldwin spent many years living and writing abroad. Identity is part of who we are, a birthright. As Baldwin writes, "My birthright was vast, connecting me to all that lives and to everyone forever." This is Janet Mason with commentary on queer life and literature for This Way Out.